Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, and while they were there, time came for her, Mary, to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue through the Advent season. And we focus this week on joy, joy that only Jesus can give. So God took on flesh. The one who spoke the world into existence could only make the sounds of a baby's cry. The one who formed man from dust was confined to strips of cloth. The one who breathed life into man took his first breaths in a dark cave used to house animals. The Creator lay helpless and dependent on a young girl for his own existence. That's humility. Without protocol or pomp, the Prince of Peace entered the human race. All of heaven looked on as God wrote his story of love in living letters. Jesus became, in Paul's words, the image of the invisible God. In the words of that well-known Christmas carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. You ever wonder why did God become flesh in the first place? Why did God humble himself to become man? Well, the writer of Hebrews tells us it was for the joy of providing man the way to God. Hebrews chapter 12, 1 and 2. That joy allowed Jesus to endure the cross, and it's the same joy he gives us through life's most challenging times. It's real joy that runs deep through the channels of our hearts. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend on us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.